This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Britain's Health Secretary Matt Hancock announced Friday vaccinating children in Britain against COVID-19 would take priority over donating doses to other countries around the world. A World Health Organization senior advisor said earlier Friday wealthy countries need to give more COVID-19 vaccines and follow the United States in making vaccines available immediately. He claims there is a 200 million dose gap caused by Indian supply disruptions and manufacturing delays. The WHO is urging richer countries to donate their surpluses to poorer countries instead of giving them to less vulnerable groups such as children, unlike what Britain is doing. 150 million doses have been donated to the COVAX sharing program, but the official said Friday only a small portion of those doses will be available in the short term in June, July, and August, when they can make a difference in slowing the pace of infections in the global pandemic. He praised a U.S. plan announced on Thursday to quickly share 25 million doses and encouraged other wealthy countries to follow suit. Hundreds of police in the Philippines will start wearing body cameras during operations, its police chief said Friday, heeding demands from human rights groups for accountability after thousands of killings and allegations of cover-ups. The announcements come after public outrage over the fatal shooting on Monday of a woman by an off-duty policeman, which led to condemnation from activists who say police brutality has become systematic under President Rodrigo Duterte and his bloody war on drugs. The shooting of 52-year-old Lilibeth Valdez was recorded on a mobile phone and shared on social media. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. One of Germany's leading Catholic bishops, Cardinal Reinhold Marx, said Friday he had offered Pope Francis his resignation over the church's, quote, institutional and systematic failure in its handling of child sex abuse scandals. The stunning decision came after the church in Germany, like in many places elsewhere, was shaken by allegations of wide-ranging abuse by clergymen against minors. In a letter from Marx last month to the Pope published Friday, he wrote about how it was important to him to share the responsibility for the catastrophe of sexual abuse by church officials over the past decades. Investigations and reports had, quote, consistently shown there have been many personal failures and administrative mistakes, but also institutional or systemic failure, added Marx, who was president of the German Bishops' Conference from 2012 to 2020, slamming colleagues who refuse to believe there is a shared responsibility. He said the church was at a dead end. He added that he hoped his resignation would offer a new beginning for the church. One of Japan's sporting heroes and a member of the local Olympic Committee said on Friday her nation had been, quote, cornered into pressing ahead with the games, despite public opposition during the coronavirus pandemic. The comments by Japanese Olympics Committee board member Kaori Yamaguchi add to rancor around Japan, where the games were postponed last year but are now due to start on July 23rd, despite a fourth wave of infections. Most Japanese oppose hosting the Olympics, but some foreign athletes have already started arriving, and organizers insist the $15 billion global sports showpiece remains on track. Yamaguchi accused the International Olympic Committee, Japan's government, and the Tokyo 2020 organizing body of shunning dialogue and overriding public opinion. Foreign spectators are already prohibited from the Olympics, and Japanese may also be kept away from what organizers promise will be a sanitized bubble meant to minimize the contagion risk while also bringing joy to a world battered by COVID-19. Tokyo's 2020 committee president said at a news conference on Friday, organizers were pushing on with preparations 100%. And Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law Friday expected to be used to ban allies of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny from running for office. Putin signed a bill barring staff and sponsors of, quote, extremist groups from running in parliamentary elections. Critics have denounced the law as the latest in a series of moves to crack down on Russia's opposition ahead of elections due in September for Russia's lower house. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.